the soothing sounds of House of MNSN Radio. Good, clean controversy. You're listening to Master Noel and Sir Monk on House of MNSN.
Well, it's so funny. It doesn't matter every show we do, religion always kind of seems to creep into it. Talking about religion, I grew up Catholic, and
me too.
And it was really interesting. I mean, even today, I mean, I grew up Catholic and did the communion and all of the
confirmation
and went to church.
Did you go to catechism?
Oh yeah.
That's
and
where I was molested.
I was an altar boy. And every Saturday night, you know, I had to go to church. If it wasn't Saturday night, it had to be Sunday morning.
Spend time on your knees. Mm.
No,
and then
our
priest older,
was
you
not.
Went out, you were spending your knees every night.
Well,
nights
you know,
too.
Good training, but it, I mean, it doesn't matter if you look at religion altogether. I mean, there's good parts and bad parts. The thing that bothers me about being Catholic is that they are so hypocritical about what they have publicly done regarding homosexuality. They're the first, I mean, what is a convent and what is the priesthood? I mean, really, it's a private club for gay men and lesbian. So, but it's kind of sad. There's some good aspect of it. I'm not gonna lie. I do say a prayer every night when I go to bed. Do I say it to God? I say it to somebody, to that I had a great day and so forth.
You don't say it to Master?
No, I kneel sometime in front. That's a whole different subject. But, you know, I think it is good to believe in something. And at one point, I mean, even I have a really good friend who is very religious, straight, and who has asked me, she goes, do you believe, you know, that there is... I go, I believe there is something. Is it a man on a cross? Is it someone in particular? I don't know. There has to be something out there somewhere that kind of
why
all of this happened, because I don't believe that A, we're the lucky ones. There has to be more of us somewhere. I do believe that, and sometimes when you do look at all aspects of different religions, sometimes this could be hell. You know, we all go through our own little weird.
I don't know. Why do we as a society have to have something? Why does it have to be for anything? Why can't it just be? Like, why do you have? Like, why are we so insecure as a species that there has to be a reason for us? There doesn't have to be a reason.
Because we need to know.
Well, no,
everybody
you needs
need
to believe.
Know.
That's different.
No, I don't believe that there's. I do believe that. Hopefully, we're all, you know, gonna maybe continue and come back, and you know, this could be.
Do you want to come back to this?
I do believe. No, actually, I do believe that. I do kind of believe. I don't know if it's reincarnation, but I do believe that. I think it's a it's a continuum. We come back, and hopefully, because haven't we all
okay,
of us at one point?
I don't want to come back.
But all of us, at one point or another, we've had a déjà vu. It's like something you're going. Have I done this before? Or you almost can't, like, this has happened. We've all had it. And people say, you know, it's just you were around before. If you look at all aspects.
And the Matrix says that when that happens, they've just changed the programming. So, I mean.
It's a reloop. But again.
A reloop?
Yeah, you know, it's just a rewind. But there has, you know, some people need to believe in something. Great, if it's good for you.
I read something. You made me think of when you mentioned the cross.
You got to get closer.
When you mentioned the crosses and all that, I read something. How would John F. Kennedy feel if he came back to life and everywhere he looked, there were pictures of him with assault rifles?
Yeah.
Something like that. Wasn't that what
yeah,
it was?
Yeah, it was actually Jesus. And he says, what makes these? He says, what the hell's with all these crosses? Do you think JFK really would like to come back and see a whole bunch of gun ads?
Yeah. Like, or assault rifles?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know what? The thing is, I don't. If you believe in something, you believe in something. That's all. That's all groovy, right? The religion is like a penis thing. It was a sign that we saw on Facebook. Look it up because it was actually quite funny. You know what? Believe in whatever you want to believe in. That's what we're trying to fight for with equality, and by doing this, like, we're not going to judge you because if that's what you believe. And if you want to believe in, witches, if you want to believe in
Buddha
or
Hindu,
anything, then believe in that. I mean, if that is what gets you through the day, then that's what gets you through the day. And I mean, that's what it's all about.
Just don't become an extremist where you think you got to kill people over it. That's the problem.
Well, I mean, that's usually
That it's all a conspiracy. What'd you say? That?
Conspiracy. All a conspiracy.
Conspiracy theories have been around forever.
Yes.
They truly have. So
they're watching us.
They're out to get you.
Well, look, there's a camera there. They're watching
us. Well, of course. I turned it on, so I'm actually watching you. A lot of the stuff, I mean, here it is. This is supposedly a sign, a billboard. I don't know if it is anything you can see online. Religion is like
it's got to be fact.
Oh, if it's on the internet, it's real, yeah. So here it is. Religion is like a penis. It's fine to have one. It's fine to be proud of it. But please, don't whip it out in public and start waving it around. And you know what? That's pretty. It's kind of a.
It's pretty accurate.
It's true, right? I mean. Kind of like, you know, people just coming up randomly and touching you and hugging you and stuff.
Oh, jeez. Here we go. Without
asking. Silence is golden unless you have a toddler. In that case, silence is very, very suspicious.
Very.
So, all right. I think we should move on to a different topic. What do you want to talk about? Sir Mark?
What are we going to talk about? Lord.
Lowered? We just did.
Well, we're in the big, I mean.
In the beginning.
2 weeks into the New Year's.
Yes.
What do you want, and what do you want to do different this year?
What?
What do you want to do different this year?
Didn't we just do that show on the 30th? The podcasts are up?
No, just something like, I know myself, I'm at a point right now. I've hit that brick wall. I need a break. Life has been going really fast, and I think we all go. It's busy, 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 busy. And to me, friends are very important, and I want to really work on that, but I need time for us and time to relax. And I think we just seem to be so busy, and we're not having fun. And that's what I want this year to be about. Not rushing for the next thing, is enjoying the thing now and relaxing.
So that's what you want to do with this year is become couch potatoes.
No, actually, I've been on a diet.
All right.
4 days.
So you want to become a couch celery?
No. I actually want to continue changing and
potatoes are fattening.
I don't know. We all seem to be, running so hard.
Does this have anything to do with what happened last week?
A little bit, yeah.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. I think we can talk about what happened last week, because a lot of people wondered why we didn't do a show last week. And we just had this big red thing that said, yeah, we're not doing it. How do we want to approach you? Go ahead, honey.
Well, Master Noel, for actually about...
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
Well, you told me to go. I'm going to go.
All right.
Master Noel, for a couple of weeks, was having some little funny pains, but chose to ignore it.
No, not in his penis,
but with his heart. So last Saturday, actually for the past couple of days, he was not looking good and was not feeling good. So last Saturday morning, he decides to get up, and he's going to go to a walk-in clinic.
Because of my chest cold.
Clue number one.
Why is that clue number one?
He does not go to a walk-in clinic.
No.
So I knew there was something not right. And I knew it was something not right when he says, go do your shopping, I'll be fine. So now I go.
Yeah, because I said go shopping instead of you're spending how much?
Yeah. So I went shopping, and a few minutes while I'm shopping, I get a text message, and I'm now heading to the emergency because my blood pressure is over the top.
It wasn't over the top. It was only 158 over 108.
Yeah, so... That was at 10 a.m. At 7:30 at night is when we finally took him home. So last Saturday was very, very stressful. And the worst part of it was that Master Noel's ex-wife, Sheila, who's a good friend of ours, who I made a vow to her to protect her investment. but her best friend, and God forbid, I looked at him, I says, you son of a bitch, if you fucking die, A, she's going to kill me, and then she's going to kill you again.
See how it's always about you?
No, it's not about me.
She probably jumped for joy. She's probably got that big life insurance policy still out on.
Yeah,
probably.
She does and I don't. Great.
Exactly.
Maybe she'll let me keep the house, you never know.
But it was, it did actually made me realize a whole lot of things that A, we have some financial stuff that we need to organize and get. God forbid something happens to you or me, and that is something we all need to look at, everybody in the chat room and at home. God forbid something happens and there is not proper stuff done. What would happen to your spouse, your partner, that you've invested?
Especially being partners. I mean, we live together. It's common law, right? I mean, not that getting married is going to make any difference whatsoever. No. But you still need to have that shit written down.
Yeah, and you know, I panicked. I was like, A, I know where certain things are paid for, how this is done. Then I was like,
you choose not to be involved in those things, though.
No, because there's certain things that I'm good at and certain things I'm not good at. Mm-hmm. So if you tell me, okay, tonight we're going to sit down and we're going to write this and we're going to make sure that this is taken care of and this is about, a lot of things last weekend really woke me up.
Mm-hmm.
Because after that, when I went to work this week, I mean, we're having some drama with my company at work. And we may have to find a new location. And I said, look, I think we're going to be able to stay here a few months to maybe a couple of years because the space is not going to rent. And I've decided that if we're going somewhere else, I am not... Noel and my partner are not going to take over the responsibility to do it because it's just too much.
We got, well, you know, I mean...
Unless it would be a good deal and so forth, but we all are at a certain point in our lives that I enjoy my partner. I love him. I enjoy our time together. Don't get me wrong. I do love when I go to Toronto my 3 days. It's great. But I am truly lucky that I have somebody that I love spending time with. And whatever time we have left, if it's one day or another, you know, 10 years or 20 years, I want sure they're the best that we have.
Don't worry. We're going to be doing this all over again, you said, so.
Fuck.
Did you say that?
Commercial time.
Oh. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Master Noel and Sir Mark on House of MNSM.